This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. At our church, we have recently been studying the early chapters of Exodus. The book opens by describing the children of Israel being blessed. They multiplied greatly and were exceedingly strong. This prosperity comes as welcome news to those who have followed Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph through the pages of Genesis. But the blessings of Israel did not delight the Pharaoh, who saw this people as an increasing threat to his power and majesty. As it was then, so it is today and always will be. When God's people multiply and grow in strength, there will be those who despise them. And as Pharaoh chose to deal shrewdly and then ruthlessly with the Hebrews, there are those in our own land who seek to scheme against Christians and Christianity. This fact should not surprise us, and we should understand the underlying motive. It is to maintain and increase their own power and prosperity. But as Pharaoh enslaves and then seeks to snuff out the lives of Jewish baby boys in Egypt, the results are surprising. We are told that they continued to multiply and increase. The lesson is plain. God has the power to grant life and to bless his people, and no one can prevail against God's purpose. And the kicker is that when Pharaoh decides to order baby boys to be cast into the Nile, he is unknowingly predicting God's deliverance and his judgment. For out of the Nile shall baby Moses be plucked to become God's instrument of deliverance, and the final plague upon the Pharaoh's house shall be the death of every firstborn baby in Egypt. God blesses his people through affliction. Nothing opposing his plan shall stand. And those who seek to destroy God's people shall find that they are not fighting against men, but against God himself. As the hymn writer says, God is working his purposes out. And therefore, let us not be surprised by trial and persecution, but hope and trust in God's life-giving providence. He shall be glorified in the end, and we with him. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.